Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. A state commission charged with rebuilding Montana's mental and behavioral health system went over proposed recommendations this week on how to spend $300 million available to divide among potential initiatives. A report for specific funding proposal will be presented to Governor Greg Gianforte by July 1st, and he'll then approve or decline to move forward with them. The Montana chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union has filed a class action lawsuit challenging a measure that bars people from listing a gender on their birth certificate other than the one they were born with. Executive Director Alika Dearnose calls the measure part of a concerted and unrelenting attack on the civil rights of people who identify as transgender.
Once again, we're seeing the state implement laws and rules and policies that unfairly target transgender people.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
No matter how far you may go, there's always one just down the road.
Town Pump.
To be a Town Pump Rewards member. Join the Town Pump Fountain Drink and Coffee Club with Pump It Up Rewards. Buy five of any size fountain drink and coffee and get your sixth free. Town Pump, convenient and right down the road. Become a member today.
Town Pump, right down the road. Pump it up.
If you're using dyed diesel fuel and driving on Montana's public roads, you may not know this, but you are breaking the law. The small savings you see at the pump could end up costing you up to $5,000 in fines. Dyed diesel fuel is not taxed and is intended for off-road use only. Please, do the right thing. Don't use dyed fuel on Montana's roads. To report violators, you can call 1-888-FUEL-LAW. Thanks for your help. This message brought to you by the Montana Department of Transportation.